Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The catcher, Arndt Jorgens. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Brennan. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Don Brennan. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The right fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Milt Gaston. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 1-0, Yankees. Dixie Walker pinch runs for Babe Ruth. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Walker scores. Gehrig moves to third. Chapman moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to home to get Gehrig. Chapman moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Yankees. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker now playing left field. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brennan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brennan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti strikes out. One out. Don Brennan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brennan hits a fly ball towards right. Swanson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Swanson. Brennan moves to second. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Appling reaches second base with a double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Jorgen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gehrig strikes out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Lazare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazare is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazare takes first base on ball 4. Chapman moves to second. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Berry and he is out, Dykes applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 1 in the game. Swanson hits a line drive into right field. Chapman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Chapman. Haas moves to third. Swanson moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgens hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Crosetti hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Brennan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brennan is 0 for 1 in the game. Brennan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 2 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens is 0 for 2 in the game. Jorgens hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Crosetti hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Crosetti reaches second base with a double. Don Brennan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brennan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brennan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-3 in the game. Combs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Appling reaches second base with a double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Milt Gaston. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brennan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari misplays the ball. That's an error on Lazzari. Hayes moves to third. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hayes scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Yankees. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Crosetti fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Faber now pitching. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lazzari hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens is 0 for 3 in the game. Jorgens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Jorgens reaches second base with a double. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Jorgens moves to third. Two outs. Don Brennan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brennan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brennan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brennan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Appling hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Dykes hits a line drive into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 4 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Sewell bunts in front of the plate. Berry fields it and throws to first for the out. Combs moves to second. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swanson. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Combs scores. It's 4-1, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Earl Webb pinch hits for Red Faber. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Sad Sam Jones pinch runs for Charlie Berry. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Jones scores. Webb moves to third. It's 4-2, Yankees. Herb Pennock now pitching. Hal Rein pinch runs for Jackie Hayes. Lou Fonseca pinch hits for Mule Haas. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti can't make a play. That's a base hit. Webb scores. Rein scores. It's Yankees, 4, White Sox, 4. Wilson Moore now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-4 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Hal Rein now playing second base. Earl Webb now playing right field. Whit Wyatt now pitching. Ivar Swanson now playing center field. Frank Grubb Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari strikes out. One out. Arndt Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Jorgens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Crosetti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Appling reaches second base with a double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-4 in the game. Kress is walked intentionally. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Dykes bunts towards the mound. Moore picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Moore. Appling scores. Kress moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and New York Yankees, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.